By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wal-Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك Ya Nurullah. The reviewers of Madari Channel, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. Yes, we always do begin by listening to the tilawat of the glorious Quran, as well as the translation, which is in the Urdu language, for those who are able to understand, are at an advantage. Let's begin. Alhamdulillah, the beauty of it is, Madari viewers, that you don't need to understand it. Even whilst not being able to understand the Quran, just by listening to it, we are rewarded. How beautiful is that, subhanAllah. Truly, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon. Shaytan-e-mardood se.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Allah ke naam se shuru. جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
الف لام را تلك آیات الكتاب المبین انا انزلناه قرآنا عربیا لعلکم تعقلون
الف لام را یہ روشن کتاب کی آیتیں ہیں بے شک ہم نے اسے عربی قرآن اتارا کہ تم سمجھو
نحن نقص عليك احسن القصص بما اوحينا اليك هذا القرآن وان كنت من قبله لمن الغافلين
ہم تمہیں سب سے اچھا بیان سناتے ہیں اس لیے کہ ہم نے تمہاری طرف اس قرآن کی وحی بھیجی اگرچہ بے شک اس سے پہلے تمہیں خبر نہ تھی
اِذْ قَالَ يُوسُفُ لِأَبِيهِ يَا أَبَتِ إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ أَحَدَ عَشَرَ كَوْكَبًا وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ رَأَيْتُهُمْ لِي سَاجِدِينَ
یاد کرو جب یوسف نے اپنے باپ سے کہا اے میرے باپ میں نے 11 تارے اور سورج اور چاند دیکھے انہیں اپنے لیے سجدہ کرتے دیکھا
قال یا بنی لا تقصص رؤیاک علی اخوتک فیکیدوا لک کیدا ان الشیطان للانسان عدو مبین
کہا اے میرے بچے اپنا خواب اپنے بھائیوں سے نہ کہنا کہ وہ تیرے ساتھ کوئی چال چلیں گے بے شک شیطان آدمی کا کھلا دشمن ہے
وَكَذَلِكَ يَجْتَبِيكَ رَبُّكَ وَيُعَلِّمُكَ مِن تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ وَيُتِمُّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكَ وَعَلَىٰ آلِ يَعْقُوبَ كَمَا أَتَمَّهَا عَلَىٰ أَبَوَيْكَ مِن قَبْلُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْحَاقَ
اور اسی طرح تجھے تیرا رب چن لے گا اور تجھے باتوں کا انجام نکالنا سکھائے گا اور تجھ پر اپنی نعمت پوری کرے گا اور یعقوب کے گھر والوں پر جس طرح تیرے پہلے دونوں باپ دادا ابراہیم اور اسحاق پر پوری کی
ان ربک علیم حکیم
بے شک تیرا رب علم و حکمت والا ہے
لقد كان فی یوسف و اخوته آیات للسلام السائلين
بے شک یوسف اور اس کے بھائیوں میں پوچھنے والوں کے لیے نشانیاں ہیں
اذ قالوا ليوسف واخوه احب الى ابينا منا ونحن عصبه
جب بولے کہ ضرور یوسف اور اس کا بھائی ہمارے باپ کو ہم سے زیادہ پیارے ہیں اور ہم ایک جماعت ہیں
ان ابانا لفی ضلال مبین
بے شک ہمارے باپ صراحتاً ان کی محبت میں ڈوبے ہوئے ہیں
اقتلوا یوسف او اطرحوه ارضا یخل لکم وجہ ابیکم وتکونوا من بعده قوما صالحین
یوسف کو مار ڈالو یا کہیں زمین میں پھینک آؤ کہ تمہارے باپ کا منہ صرف تمہاری ہی طرف رہے اور اس کے بعد پھر نیک ہو جانا
قال قائل منهم لا تقتلوا يوسف وألقوه في غيابة الجب يلتقطه بعض السيارة إن كنتم فاعلين
ان میں ایک کہنے والا بولا یوسف کو مارو نہیں اور اسے اندھے کنویں میں ڈال دو کہ کوئی چلتا اسے آ کر لے جائے اگر تمہیں کرنا ہے
صدق اللہ العظیم
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم سبحان اللہ what a time to begin this surah الحمدللہ عز و جل neighbors I did forget that mashallah today we have begun mashallah we've covered what 11 chapters of the glorious Quran just a few ayat alhamdulillah azza jal and we've come all the way up until surah Yusuf which is the 12th chapter of the glorious Quran now this is about Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam ahsan al-qisas it is the story itself mentioned within the Quran it is mentioned itself that this is the best of stories most beautiful of stories, my dear viewers of Madani Chow. The story of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and it goes straight into it. When Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said to his own father, Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, this was Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. What have we read, what have we heard of so far that Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, one day he states to his own beloved father that, oh my father, I saw a dream. What did I see in this dream? That there are 11 stars. The sun and the moon had all prostrated before me. He sees a dream. He sees that 11 stars, the sun and the moon, they all prostrate before him, himself. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And his father says that this dream you have had, do not share this with any of your brothers. Do not share this dream with any of your brothers. Don't tell. Keep this a secret. Keep it to yourself. Why? Because and what's mentioned in the Quran is shaitan is a adubu mubin. The shaitan is a clear enemy of yours. Meaning the shaitan will cause them to possibly make some mistakes, my dear viewers. And this is what later happened because Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam told his own son, Hazrat Yusuf, that you shall be from amongst the other great prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you shall also be from amongst those. And Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam tells him, don't tell anybody this. Don't tell nobody this. Don't tell your brothers this even. And Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam loved Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam dearly. He loved him. He had this extra. This is something we've spoken about many times. That there is a natural, we speak about favoritism. Naturally, there is this favoritism which everybody in some way or manner possesses. But what is the reason for this? You can't just say it's favoritism. Somebody can't just disagree with their own father and say, you know, my father loves this. Well, what are the reasons? Maybe that child, there's something about that other child, that brother or sister of yours, which, you know, they love more. Maybe they are better mannered. Maybe they serve them more. Maybe they respect them more. Then naturally there would be the extra love for that one particular individual. This is normal, it's part of being human, it's completely normal. Because nowadays it's quite famous, isn't it? Favoritism. you know, they show favoritism, whether it be teachers, whether it be even their own parents, professors, whoever it may be. But it's those people, me as a teacher personally, so I'll tell you my experience as a teacher. Alhamdulillah, I have many students. But those students who are going to pay attention more, who possibly ask more questions, who they show them more interested, who have taken the extra time out, then of course more attention will be given to them. It's natural, it's completely normal. That's not the topic anyway, subhanAllah. Speak about Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam, he had this extra love for Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, because Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam was no ordinary child. You know, he was beautiful in many ways, my dear viewers of Madrin Channel. So then what did the brothers do? Later the brothers got together and they said that our father is drowning in the love of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, meaning he has so much love for Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. And this is being what taken, this love is not being directed towards us, it's all towards him. So they thought, what could they do? So they plotted, they planned, they came together and they thought, why don't we throw him into a well? My dear viewers of Mandiri Channel, Alhamdulillah, now listen to the Quran is not a substitute for reading the glorious Quran. No, we should read the Quran al-Kareem as much as possible, inshallah azza wa jal. We should read it in the English language. It is available on the Dawat Islami website, www.dawatislami.net. You should be able to download the translation of the Quran as well as even tafasir, inshallah, azza wa jal, meaning explanation of the glorious Quran, the commentary on the glorious Quran. Subhanallah, we are going to move to the Nasheef and then we will come to today's topic. Now, today we have a beautiful topic, my dear viewers. What is the topic? You'll have to stick with us to find out. First, let's listen to the Nasheef of the greatest of all mankind, the peace of our hearts and our minds, the most generous and kind, the last and final prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Let's listen to the Na'at Sharif. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Aqa, 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 Aqa.
وہ کون ہیں جن کے در پر مانگنے والا نہیں نہیں سنتا؟ وہ کون ہیں جن کی رحمت کا دریا خود پیاسوں کو تلاش کرتا ہے؟ وہ کون ہیں جن کے اشارے سے لاکھوں کی شفاعت ہو جائے گی؟ وہ کون ہیں جو محشر کے دن اپنے غلاموں کو اپنے ہاتھوں سے جام کوثر عطا فرمائیں؟ یقیناً وہ کوئی اور نہیں جود و کرم والے، سخاوت والے، رحمت والے رب کے حبیب ہمارے آقا ہیں.
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا، نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا. واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا، نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا.
دارے چلتے ہیں عطا کے، وہ ہے قطرہ تیرا. دارے چلتے ہیں عطا کے، وہ ہے قطرہ تیرا. تارے کھلتے ہیں سخا کے، وہ ہے ذرہ تیرا. تارے کھلتے ہیں سخا کے، وہ ہے ذرہ تیرا.
واہ کیا
سنسا ہی نہیں ماں
والا تیرا
ایک میں کیا میرے عصیاں کی حقیقت کتنی
ایک میں کیا میرے عصیاں کی حقیقت کتنی
مجھ سے 100 لاکھ کو کافی ہے اشارہ تیرا
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا میں ہی سنسا
جس دن اچھوں کو ملے جام چھلکتا تیرا جس دن اچھوں کو ملے جام چھلکتا تیرا
واہ کیا جو
اس کو شفیع
تیری سرکار ملاتا ہے رضا
اس کو شفیع جو میرا غوث ہے اور لاڈلا بیٹا تیرا جو میرا غوث ہے اور لاڈلا بیٹا تیرا
واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شہ فتحا تیرا میں ہی سنسا سنسا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم ماشاء اللہ عز و جل beautifully read. Alhamdulillah. And today, my dear viewers of Madrid channel, we shall be speaking about what following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, following the messenger, peace and blessings be upon him, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. And it is of no doubt utmost importance to follow the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is subhanallah, the question for the day, my dear viewers of Madrid channel, what is today's question? It's a beautiful question, by the way, something which I personally, and we all hear, maybe as children, we may have heard this. What is this Subhanallah, the question for today is, what will be written on the forehead of the Dajjal? Now, you know, there are many Dajjal. There are the those who, mazallah, have claimed, astaghfirullah al-azim, there are such people who have claimed to be prophets or messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are false claims I'm referring to. These people are known as Dajjal. But my dear viewers, open the Dajjal. But generally, whenever in a generic way, whenever we say Dajjal, I think many people would understand who we are referring to towards the end of times. When we say the Dajjal, there are four options. Now, Dajjal is said, there will be something written on his forehead. But it doesn't mean that everybody will be able to see this. No. It's not that everybody will be able to see this written. And if we are alive and that time comes, then may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst the true believers, inshallah wa azza wa jal. But what will be written on his head? Is it the letters Ra, Jeem, and Lam, which I'm not sure if I should give the translation here now. Maybe towards the end, inshallah, I shall explain the words. But is it Ra, Jeem, and Lam that shall be written on the forehead of Dajjal? That's option number one. Option number two, is it Meem, Sheen, Ra, and Gaf, which shall be written on the forehead of the Dajjal? Is it option number three, is it Gaf, Fa, and Ra, which shall be written on his forehead? Or is it option number four, Meem, Noon, Alif, Fa, and Qaf? Which one from amongst these four options is the correct answer? MashaAllah, today is, I don't know why, I'm just, so subhanAllah, there's some things you love more than others, don't they? And this question, because generally an interesting topic, my dear viewers, is the signs of the Day of Judgment, what shall happen, you know, before the Day of Judgment. And these are things which shall take place in this world before the Day of Judgment itself shall come about, my dear viewers, upon the inshallah. And from amongst them, the Dajjal shall appear. There will be the appearance of the Dajjal. And this Dajjal, he will travel from one place to another. But we'll speak more about this later. The question is, what will be written on the forehead of the Dajjal? There are four options. Is option number one, Ra, Jeem, Lam. Option number two, Meem, Sheen, Ra, Kaf. Option number three, Kaf, Fa, Ra. Or option number four, Meem, Noon, Alif, Fa, and Qaf. Which is the correct answer coming to today's topic? As I was saying, following Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madrid channel, no doubt it is of utmost importance to follow the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam, because he himself stated that bu'ithu, I was sent li'utammima makarim al-akhlaq, for the completion of good manners. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us that he possesses khuluqi azim, the greatest of akhlaq. He possesses the greatest of akhlaq, the best of manners. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also sent him, why? What for? To explain, litubayyana, to explain the adh-dhikr, the Quran al-Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a role model. He has sent him as a rahmatan lil alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to invite people towards the religion of Islam, to invite people towards goodness, to rid of evil, to rid of those, you know, such people who would associate partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to rid of all of these beliefs, my dear viewers of inshallah. So Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam was sent to the world. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam was sent to teach the glorious Quran. Now, my dear viewers of inshallah, we have the glorious Quran. We have the glorious Quran which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given to us. And just within this itself, there is a beautiful, a great message to all of us. To all of us, my dear viewers. There's one for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to tell us all, to order all of us to do some things, to not do some things. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He gave Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the Qur'an al-Kareem. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then passes on to the companions. But now there's two things to be taken. One is that from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Al-Qur'an al-Kareem itself. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he teaches the people, when he tells the people about the revelation, he doesn't only just tell them. He explains. He shows the companions, those people who are around Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, were the companions. So he also shows the companions how to understand things. What should be understood by the Quran al-Kareem? How things now? Subhanallah. Hazrat Ibn Abdul Barr, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he says that within the glorious Quran, we've been given many orders. We have been ordered to do many things. So many times within the glorious Quran, it states, "Aqimu salah," establish your salah, establish your prayer, wa atu zakat, and also give zakat. Now, this is another ruling. These other rulings, establish prayer, one thing, give your zakat. There's the Hajj, the Hajj al Bayt, the Hajj, the pilgrimage of the house of Makkah al Mukarrama, performing Sa'i, Bain al Safa wal Marwa. Is what's mentioned, as-sa'i bain as-safa wal marwa, between Safa and Marwa. Who is Safa and Marwa? Safa and Marwa are not two people. These are the mountains, and mashallah, we find that many people are named after them. So these are two mountains within Jazirat al-Arab, within Makkah al-Mukarrama. So we've also been ordered to do this. We have been ordered to, what other examples could be given, subhanAllah, to pray our salah, to give zakat. So there are many orders within the glorious Quran, my dear viewers. But now, how many salahs are there? How many prayers are there? We all know there are five. Yes, and they could read extra too. So there's Fajr, there's Dhuhr, there's Asr, there's Salat al-Maghrib, and Salat al-Isha. So there are five daily prayers, which are farz upon everybody. Now in the Quran, it tells us to pray our salah. And which it was initially 50 prayers, but then was reduced to 5 prayers and given as a gift to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. You know, there's all of this information, my dear viewers. And within the Quran, yes, we have been told to pray salah, to establish our prayer. But the question is, how do we establish our prayer? Establish 4 fara'id, the 4 farz of Salat al-Dhuhr, for example. The 2 fard of Salat al-Fajr, the 4 of Salat al-Asr. So this is, I'm just referring to the fard, the farz, that which is obligatory. The 3 of Salat al-Maghrib, the 4 of Salat al-Isha. Now, it doesn't order us to do this within the Quran. It orders us, yes, that we must pray, it's farz to pray. But how much do we pray? That's the question. It doesn't tell us this with the Quran. In the Quran, it's told us to, well, perform wudu, and it's also mentioned the fara'id, wash your hands, etc. But in regards to the prayer, it doesn't tell us how to pray our salah. It doesn't tell us how to pray our salah. It doesn't state that first we must do the takbir tahrima, then as to how we may fall or how we should fold our hands. And then whether to go straight into the ruku or first go into the sujood and then the ruku or the sitting or, you know, how anything should be read, what should be read in which place. There are all of these questions, aren't there? Read our salah. How do we read our salah? Allahu Akbar. So this is for prayer, for salah. But then, my dear viewers, there are other things. As we mentioned, is to perform hajj, to perform tawaf. But how many times do we perform tawaf? We have been ordered to walk between as-sa'i, bain as-safa wal-marwa, to walk between Safa and Marwa. How many times? None of this, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, has been explicitly mentioned. And this is why, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent with the Quran, and because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us all of these things. So what's important to understand is that just as it is important to follow the Quran, and in fact it's impossible to truly follow the Quran without following the actions, the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's completely impossible. So this shows us the importance, the need, how much we need the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because if we were not to have these, then we would be lost. How would we understand the Quran? How would we interpret the Quran? How would we pray our salah? How would we perform all of these things? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent as a role model to teach us the Quran, to show us how the Quran should be implemented, my dear viewers, how the commandments, how we should act upon those commandments of the glorious Quran. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been sent to show us all these things. Now, this shows us what? The importance and the need for the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam. This is what it teaches us. The importance, the need, the requirement of the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. About the life, the seerah, to learn about the life of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us that pray your Fajr Salah. But there are two farz in Fajr Salah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also showed us the sunnah. And he stressed the importance of the sunnah. So there are two sunnahs and two farz of Fajr Salah. Then for Zuhr Salah, four sunnahs he used to perform. And then the four farz. And after that, another two sunnahs too. For Salatul Asr, he would perform four sunnahs and then he would perform the four fard. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed us this, my dear viewers. And this is really important, subhanAllah, which teaches us that there is the Quran, but just the Quran itself? No. Also the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And within the Quran, we have been told to follow the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Atiyu Allah wa Rasulahu in kuntum mu'mineen. Within the glorious Quran in Surah Al-Anfal, it has been mentioned, and it says that this is verse number one. And obey, the translation from Kanz al-Iman is wa atiyu Allah, and obey Allah wa Rasulahu, and obey his noble messenger, his Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In kuntum mu'mineen, if you have faith. For those that have faith must obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wasallam. So there's a Quran and then there's a sunnah. But there's a difference. One is a Quran. These are only the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when it comes to the sunnahs, then we find there are three things. One, the ahadith, the commandments, the speech of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Two, my dear viewers of Madinah, the af'al, the actions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do this in such and such manner. The Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do this like this. Or Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to refrain from this. So the ahadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number two, the af'al of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the actions. My dear viewers, number three, those actions which took place in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he approved of such actions. And he approved of these such actions. These are also known as the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam. Subhanallah. My dear viewers, these things we must follow. We must follow the actions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah azza we shall hear of some examples for this. Inshallah ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam. The daily reminder.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Respected viewers of Madani Chan, Sadrul Afazil, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Murad Abadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh writes under the ayah Fadhkuruni Adhkurkum. He writes in Tafsir Khazainul Irfan that dhikr is of three kinds. One is lisani, dhikr which is performed or done through one's tongue. And the second kind is qalbi, meaning a dhikr which is performed or done through one's heart. And the third kind, which he mentions in his Tafsir Khazainul Irfan, is bil jawarih, meaning through one's body parts or physically. Dhikr lisani. This includes tasbih, taqdees, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing hamd, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mentioning tasbih and fana of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which also includes asking for forgiveness, repenting in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through tongue, or making dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these are forms of dhikr which are under the definition of lisani dhikr. Dhikr through a tongue. And the second kind is dhikr qalbi. And that is the kind of dhikr which is done through one's heart, which includes remembering the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembering the azmat and kibriyai of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the exalted status of Rabb ta'ala azza wa jal. And then pondering, reflecting upon the dalail and the reasons and the proofs of the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All this includes under the definition of dhikr qalbi. As far as dhikr bil jawarih is concerned, it is that form of dhikr where one's body parts and physical worship is just like hajj, going towards hajj. This is under dhikr bil jawarih. Whereas salah is such a beautiful form of ibadah which includes all these forms, subhanallah, tasbih, takbir, thana, qiraat, all these are forms of dhikr lisani which are done in salah. And khushu and khudu, focus and concentration within salah, subhanallah, ikhlas, sincerity, that is also something related with one's heart. It is also part of salah. Whereas qiyam, ruku and sujood are forms of dhikr bil jawarih. So respected viewers of Madani Channel, we should try to do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as possible. And we should do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all different kinds. We should do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through our tongue. We should do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through our heart. And we should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our body too. Inshallah, we will get blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and salvation. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, mashallah, you're watching Rise and Shine. Now, mashallah, Azzurra is speaking about the companions and how they acted upon the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or how they just truly obeyed and followed the message of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wasallam. And one beautiful example is mentioned by Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an, a great companion, amongst the greatest companions of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wasallam, amongst the ibadullahi arba'a, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an. Now it's mentioned about Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, my dear viewers, that he states, once there was this companion who was wearing a gold ring. This companion was wearing a gold ring. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he saw this companion wearing this gold ring. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he removes this gold ring. And then he says that, does anyone keep a flame in his hand? Would you ever keep a flame in your hand? No, my dear viewers, we would not, would we? We would not be able to. It is fire, it will burn us. It will burn our hand. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam sees his companion with a gold ring. He removes this gold ring and he casts the gold ring away. He throws it away. And he says, you know, would anybody ever hold what fire, a flame in their own hands? And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he leaves. Now, that person who had this ring, a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who was wearing this gold ring, he sees that this ring has been cast away. It has been thrown away. Thrown away by who? By the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This other companion, he approaches him. And he says that, why don't you pick up the ring and just use it in a different way? Why don't you pick up the ring and use it in a different way? And this companion, radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanallah, this companion, he says, Wallah, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will never pick it up, I will never take it. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has thrown it away. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has thrown it away, how can I go pick it up? How can I perform an action which is opposite to that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Now, my dear viewers, there's so many things to learn from this. Firstly, we learn that yes, and we already know that, many of us will know, gold is haram to wear. In fact, many people don't know Salli. There are so many people who still, and although this has this, it used to be a fashion, didn't it? Even for men to be wearing gold and, you know, silver chains, whatever it may be. Now it's very less in comparison to what it used to be. But, my dear viewers, there are still many people who wear what? Gold or silver rings, gold or silver, whether it be bracelets, whether it be anything, necklaces, whatever it may be, gold chains around the necks, whatever it may be. Now, for a man to do so, this is prohibited. This is not permissible within our deen, within our religion. It is not permissible. Remember this. So those who do wear such things, they should stop immediately. They should stop immediately. Why? Because this is contrary to the teachings of the Quran and the Sharia. And we must abide and adhere to the teachings of the Quran and Sunnah, my dear viewers. We must adhere to the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah. Now this companion, he had a gold ring. Maybe he wasn't aware of it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw it. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had shown his way of prohibiting a reprehensible, a bad action. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam threw this away. Now remember, for a man, it's not permissible to wear a gold ring. For ladies, for women, it is permissible for them to wear gold. So they can wear gold. Now, as I said, for a man, it's not permissible to wear it. But there are other things a man can do. A man can sell gold. And gold is always worth something. Gold, my dear viewers of the channel, is always worth something. It's very expensive, isn't it? So that companion, he could have gone and picked up that ring and he could have sold it at the market. He could have gifted it to somebody else. There are many options. He could have, you know, used it for anything else, my dear viewers. It was worth something. It was gold. Gold, expensive. But what did he say? He says that when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has thrown it away, how can I go pick that up? Why? Now, there is one thing, my dear viewers, which is the Sharia, which is rulings, orders, some things we have been ordered to do, some things we have not been ordered to do. There are some things which are permissible, but it's still better not to do such things. This companion, although it was completely permissible for him to go pick this up. But he had this extra love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He saw that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has cast away. Now by me going and picking it up, it would be an action which is contrary to that of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has cast it away, how can I do the opposite? How can I now go and pick that up again? Although he was permitted, there would be no harm if he was to do so. But when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has cast it away, then how can I go pick this up? And this is beautiful. Honestly, this is beautiful. Because it shows that the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is more important. Following the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is more important than any worldly benefits. He had gold. He had the potential. He had the opportunity to take that gold, to sell that gold, to make some use of it in another permissible manner. But he still decided not to do so. Because this would be an act contrary to the act of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he couldn't bring himself, really, he couldn't bring himself to perform such an action which would be contrary to the action of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is an example of the companions and how they followed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says something, when he does something, we need to follow as much as possible these actions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wasallam. This companion, he did not wish to do anything contrary to that of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because we only do actions in accordance to what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam does. Not contrary, not the opposite. Because who does actions opposite? This is the shaitan. He wishes, he desires for us to perform such actions which go against the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, you are watching Rise and Shine. Every single day we have our daily topic, the daily reminder, and then we move on to the daily Hadith Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So let's listen to the Hadith Sharif. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Now regarding the honorable companions radwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has explained, do not speak ill of my companions. Because if any of you were to give charity the amount of gold equivalent to the whole of Mount Uhud, it would not be equivalent to a single mud or half a mud given by any of them. Now what's the explanation of this hadith? Is that if a companion gave a small amount of barley in charity, whilst a ghouth, qutb, or any ordinary Muslim gave a mountain's worth of gold, the latter were not near the level of acceptance and closeness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same is true regarding fasting, salah, and all other acts of worship. When salah in Masjid al-Nabawi is equivalent to 50,000 offered salah elsewhere, what words could adequately explain the rank of the companions who physically saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and spent time in his company? What can be said of the amazing acts of worship? Now the rank of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's companions is really, really high. This hadith also teaches us to mention the honorable companions with nothing but good. They are never to be spoken about with belittling or disrespectful terms, not even in the slightest. These are specific individuals Allah chose to accompany His beloved. Now imagine this, just as an example. When a merciful father does not let his son stay in the company of bad people, then how could our merciful Lord, Azza wa Jal, like for His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to stay in such company? The companions' superiority is founded on the fact that they accompanied the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and lived in the era of divine revelation. If anyone from our lives for 1,000 years tries to spend his entire time obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and refraining from disobedience, such that we become the greatest worshipper of our era, even then, dear viewers of Madani Channel, even then, all of this worship will not match a single moment spent in the companionship of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The lesson that we learn here is that whenever we speak about the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, always with respect. Never use disrespectful terms. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wa alihi wasallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. And if it was a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in regards to following the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it states, من أطاعني دخل الجنة ومن عصاني فقد أبى. That he who follows he who follows Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the commandments of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then dakhala al-jannah, he shall enter, he shall be granted entrance into Jannah. Wa man aswani, and he who disobeys the commandments of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then faqad aba, then he is from amongst those who denies. Today, viewers of the channel, we are going to move to the magazine. Now, mashallah, Azza wa Jal, Dawat Islami, every single month, the publishing house of Dawat Islami publishes a new magazine. So there are many things we learn about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We shall, you know, hear that there are so many other things, so many interesting things we shall be learning too. Well, other interesting things, shall I say. Everything within it is interesting. But other random topics, even topics about diet, even topics about how to live a long life, inshallah, azza wa jal. You know, so many things we shall be coming across. But today's topic is the wise decisions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. It said that, blessed by the Lord of the universe with great intellect and wisdom, the beloved and blessed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was extremely famous and was able enough to resolve very serious disputes among the prominent chiefs of Arabs in his young age. Even the great Arab thinkers and leaders bowed to his decisions, unanimously acknowledging him to be their greatest chief with authority to decide their matters. There was an incident that occurred on the occasion of the reconstruction of the Holy Kaaba. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was 35 years of age, it rained so heavily that a great flood came in the Haram of the Kaabatul Musharrafa, causing the building of the Kaaba to collapse completely. The Kaaba built by Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam had been very old. The tribes of the Amalika, Jurham, the Qusay, etc., had got the Kaaba reconstructed and renovated in their times. However, the Kaaba had been situated in a low-lying area, so the rainwater would flow rapidly from mountains to the valley of Makkah, often causing floods in the Haram of the Kaabatul Musharrafa. The Quraysh had also many dams built on the high-lying area of the protection of the Kaaba, but the dams would often break. Hence, the Quraysh decided to demolish the building and to reconstruct a very strong building of the Kaaba with a high door and a roof. So therefore, the Quraysh started the construction work together, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also participated in the reconstruction of the Kaabatul Musharrafa, carrying stones shoulder to shoulder with the chiefs of the Quraysh. Different tribes were made responsible for the construction of different parts of the Kaaba. When it was the time to fix the Hajar al-Aswad, a serious dispute arose amongst the tribes. Every tribe wanted to pick up the Hajar al-Aswad and to fix it into the wall of the Kaaba so that it would be a great honor for them. 4 days had passed in this same state with the dispute unresolved. Swords were even unsheathed. The Banu Abd al-Dar and the Banu Adi showed open aggression. They took blood oaths to filling a bowl with blood, dipping their fingers into it and licking them, as was the custom prevailing in the pre-Islamic era of ignorance. On the fifth day, all the Arab tribes, they gathered in the haram of the Ka'bat al-Musharrafah, where an old man suggested that the authority to resolve the dispute be given to the person who would be the first to enter the haram of the Ka'bat al-Musharrafah the very next morning. Everybody agreed to this. And glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the person who was the first to enter the haram of the Kaaba was none other than the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam. Seeing him, they all said that by Allah, he is Amin, he is a trustworthy, he is a truthful one. All of us will accept whatever he decides, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he found a brilliant way to resolve this issue. At first, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam ordered that one chief from all those tribes who were willing to fix the Hajar al-Aswad be chosen, not the chiefs, they themselves be chosen. Therefore, the chiefs were singled out. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had placed this on the shawl and he had ordered all the chiefs to hold the shawl and to carry the Hajar al-Aswad. When it was carried to its place, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picked it up himself and put it on its place with his own blessed hands. In this way, by virtue of the wisdom and the great decision of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a war amongst the sub-tribes of the Quraysh was averted. Subhanallah, decision making is quite an art. Everyone needs to make decisions on various occasions in life. A timely and tactful decision brings about success, whereas an untimely and improper decision may well cause problems in life. And then some pieces of advice are given. One piece of advice we shall mention, inshallah, or two. One, وَإِذَا حَكَمْتُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ أَنْ تَحْكُمُوا بِالْعَدَلِ. That whenever you judge between people, so judge with justice. That's the exact translation from Kanz al-Iman. And another verse in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. And consult with them in matters. So my dear viewers, honestly, beautiful. Remember, whenever making a decision, whenever making an important decision, you need to seek mushawara. You need to consult. You need to speak to people. Speak to the correct people. Not just anybody and everybody, no. Speak to people who have some sort of knowledge about this. Speak to people who have knowledge about Islam, knowledge about the deen. Remember, we must also seek mushawara by Islamic scholars. Islamic scholars, my dear viewers, so they can teach us the Sharia perspective of any such matter. We did have the question of the day. Let's move to the answer. What was the question? It was a beautiful question. SubhanAllah, the question was, what shall be written on the forehead of the Dajjal? There were four options. Option number one, Ra, Jim, and Lam. If you were to put this together, it means Rajul. It means a man. Was it option number one? Option number two, was it Mim, Sheen, Ra, Kaf? Together this makes Mushrik. A Mushrik is a polytheist. Is it option number two? He who associates partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Option number three, Kaf, Fa, Ra. Kaf, Fa, Ra refers to a kufr if it was to be brought together. Is kufr, disbelief. Or option number four, Mim, Noon, Alif, Fa, Qaf, which if brought together, it is Munafiq. It is hypocrite. A hypocrite, a Munafiq. Which is the correct answer, my dear viewers? The correct answer is option number 3, that it said that this shall be written on his forehead. And those who are true believers, they would be able to see this written on the forehead of the Dajjal. That's all for now, my dear viewers of the channel. Inshallah, we shall be returning with more rise and shine. Remember, the monthly magazine, please do try to just purchase it from your local Maktabatul Madina, my dear viewers of Madinah channel, or you can even online, you can even order it. You can even download it free of charge online, the PDF version from the Dawat Islami website, dawatislami.net, or my dear viewers of Madinah channel, you can even subscribe annually on a yearly basis. So this will be automatically in the beginning few days of the month, it shall be delivered to your own very doorstep, inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.